makes the catch at the 30, the 20, the 10, 5, rock and roll, touchdown, Texans!
Hello, and welcome to the HoustonTexans.com podcast.
Thanks, Mark. Hi, Texans fans. Thanks for joining us. I'm Brooke Bentley with Texans Today, the only podcast coming to you straight from Reliant Stadium. It's Tuesday, the 23rd of September. The Texans rolled up their sleeves and showed some muscle, but this time not on the football field. They were at the Houston Food Bank packing boxes of food for victims of Hurricane Ike. We caught up with Sage Rosenfeld, Tim Bowman, and Dwayne Brown to talk about their relief efforts. But first, Texans fans, please know that the team's 2008 schedule has changed because of Hurricane Ike. The Texans will now play the Ravens on November 9th. For more information, go to HoustonTexans.com.
I-72!
Left tackle Dwayne Brown may be a rookie, but he realizes the importance of lending a hand in the community. That's why he spent his day off packing disaster relief boxes.
Oh yeah, definitely. You know, being a figure, you know, in Houston, just to be out here, you know, amongst people and, you know, helping for a great cause, you know, I'm just helping the city of Houston in this time of need. It's a great feeling.
Brown wasn't the only one with the community on his mind. Sage Rosenfeld said he was lucky that his house didn't sustain much damage, but he wanted to help those who weren't as fortunate.
Well, as I said before, you know, I'm very, very fortunate. I didn't have much damage in my house, and you know, food and money is really not an issue in my house. So, but a lot of people are in desperate need right now. They're hungry, and they don't have power. They may not even have a roof on their head, and you know, people who have things should help out those who don't.
The always enthusiastic Tim Bowman enjoyed food sorting, especially when it came to sunflower seeds.
Yeah, I was the best distributor of Mancheros so far today. It's a pretty easy, accessible food to get into the boxes, so I think I did a pretty good job with that.
As always, thanks for listening. We'll be back on Wednesday with the latest Texans news. And remember, it's always football time in Houston.
Football time in Houston.